Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. There was a little boy in public school, second grader. He was not doing very well at his studies. He was not motivated. And he did so poorly in all his classes, especially in math, that the parents said they had to do something drastic. So instead, they sent him to Catholic school. And after a couple weeks in Catholic school, his grades improved. He was doing his homework. He was highly motivated. So the parents sat down and asked him, "What was the big change? You know, why are you now so, you know, strong in your academics?" And the boy said, "Well, when I went to Catholic school, I went into the classroom for math class, and I looked up and I saw what they did to the man on the big plus sign, and I knew they meant business." Always remember that the cross is a plus sign. The cross is not a negative. That's why we call it Good Friday. It's not Bad Friday. It was Good Friday. The cross is something positive. Without the cross, we would not be saved. It's not something negative. It's not a negative sign. It is the sign of how much God loves us. The cross is a plus sign. Think of that. For years, the church has always called the day that Christ died Good Friday, because that is a day that God showed the depth of his love for each one of us. As the scripture today said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." Is there ever a greater sign of love and sacrifice than the cross? The cross is the greatest image we have of what true love is. True love is much more than feelings and emotions. I'm sure the Lord did not feel like dying on the cross. He did it as an act of love for each one of us. The ultimate sacrifice of Christ giving his love for us. Today is the feast day of the exaltation of the cross, known as the triumph of the cross. Now, this feast day originated, really had two main events that brought about the church establishing a feast day to honor the exaltation of the cross. The first was the building of the church on Calvary. In the year 335, Constantine had a church, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built over the place of the crucifixion. And so this day was established to honor that great event, the church built over the place of the crucifixion. But then also in the year 602, the Persians had invaded the Byzantine Empire. They sieged Antioch and took Antioch in the year 611. And then they took Jerusalem in the year 614. They destroyed all the holy shrines in Jerusalem except for one. And I'll mention that in a moment, why they spared one of the churches. They arrested the bishop of Jerusalem, Zachary, imprisoned him, and they stole the relics of the true cross and took them back to Persia, modern-day Iran. Well, the Christians, led by the Christian emperor Heraclius, through a series of brilliant military campaigns, was able to raise the Christian army to drive out the Persians out of Turkey and Armenia, and he led his armies into Persia, recaptured the relics of the true cross, and then freed the bishop, Zachary, and brought them back to Jerusalem. And on today's date, September 14th in the year 614, the relics of the true cross were carried triumphantly back again into the Christian city of Jerusalem. And as the emperor who wanted to carry the relics of the cross got to the gate, he himself was unable to walk through the gate. There was an invisible force stopping him. And Bishop Zachary said to him, perhaps because of the beautiful robes that the emperor was wearing and all the gold and all those things, that perhaps that was not in keeping with the simplicity that Christ himself carried the cross, you know, 600 years before in the city of Jerusalem. And so the emperor set aside his royal robes, dressed in simple clothes, and walked barefoot. And then he was able to carry the relics of the cross into the city of Jerusalem, and they were returned to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Well, then the Christians were able to rebuild the churches in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, Nazareth. The only church that had not been destroyed by the Persians was the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And that's because when the Persians went in to destroy the church, they saw on the wall the paintings of the Magi dressed as Persian astrologers, and they respected that, and so they did not destroy that church. So today's feast day recalls that great event when those relics of the church were brought in triumph back, the relics of the true cross brought in triumph back into the city of Jerusalem. Now the cross has always been the symbol of our redemption. If you want to know how much God loves you, look at the cross. Look at the crucifix. That is the price tag for your salvation and my salvation. When you go to buy something at a store, you always look at the price tag, right? What is its worth? What is that object's value? Your worth, your value, is the blood of God. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for you. That's how much you cost to God. That's how much He loves each one of you, that He gave His life for you. He died in your place. He died so that you could be saved and live one day forever in heaven in eternal happiness. So whenever you see a cross, realize it's of course the symbol of suffering. It's a symbol of human cruelty, of what we did to the Son of God. And yet it's also a symbol of triumph, of victory, where Christ took the sins of mankind to the cross. And those sins were nailed to the cross, and then Christ rose, victorious and immortal, from the dead. So whenever you see the cross, think of your value, your worth. And why did Jesus die on the cross for us? I think it was really to prove His love and to show our love and to try to move our hearts to have sympathy and passion and compassion for the Lord's suffering for us. In fact, in times of suffering, there's nothing you can do that will help you more than to look at a crucifix. Take a cross, take the crucifix, hold it in your hands and look at it. And you will realize you are not alone in your suffering, because Jesus suffered far more than we could ever suffer. Those in the concentration camps in World War II, they held the crucifix, and that got them through the suffering and the cruelty they had to endure. Those in the hospitals, those in prisons, the crucifix is their greatest comfort as well, because they see the suffering of God, and it can help to have them offer up their sufferings and unite them to the Lord's own suffering. So if you ever doubt God's love for you, just look at the cross. Look at the crucifix and you see how much you're worth. You know, this is a very difficult time for our parish because we lost one of our great parishioners, as you know, Tom Vanderwoody. And if you read the accounts in the newspapers or heard it on TV or the radio, you see that he did the same thing for his son Joseph that Jesus did for us. Jesus gave his life for us. Tom gave his life to save his son Joseph. It's such an inspiring account of course, when you know Tom's life and think of his wonderful 43 years of marriage and the 7 sons, including a priest, and then, of course, his youngest, Joseph, with Down syndrome. Tom's whole life was a life of sacrifice, sacrificing himself, of course, for our country and for our church, but above all, his family, and the fact that he was willing to lay down his life to rescue and to save his son. And, you know, when at this Mass, the priest will say, when he holds the Eucharist, he says, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." Well, that's what Jesus did for us. He said, "This is my body, which is given up for you." Tom said that for his son Joseph. "This is my body, which will be given up for you." So we think of that great sacrifice, and that moves our hearts when we hear the account of somebody who loved his son so much that he was willing to do that. And when you think of that, think, of course, of this feast day, the exaltation of the cross, a day in which we thank the Lord for what he did for us, that he was willing to show the depths of his love by dying for each one of us. God bless you.